fine. So let me just set some terms clear here, okay? Maybe we'll get to the other topic afterwards. Often when people say Erevin, that's not what they mean at all, right? What they mean is carrying. Okay, so one of the 39 malachot on Shabbat, let's start, basics is carrying. Carrying includes several different things. What does it include?
Public to private domain, private to public domain.
Good. It's hotzah mirashut lirashut, which includes transferring from within a public, from within a private domain into a public domain, or from a public domain into a private domain. It also prohibits carrying arba amot birashut harabim, which is carrying four amot in a public domain. Both of those are malacha. The Gemara raises a possibility that it's not a malacha, that it's only asur, but doesn't carry with it the death penalty.
Which one?
Carrying, right? What? Yes, because remember the Gemara has this bizarre Megillah that talks about the one malacha, which is only lelav yatzat, right? And is it havara? Is it carrying? Is it whatever? Right? But lalacha, fine. Carrying is one of the 39 malachot. And as I said, carrying is the malacha to which the most dapim in Shas are devoted. Period. End of story. Right? The first parak of Shabbat is devoted to carrying Yetzirah Shabbat, as is the fifth parak of Shabbat, the sixth parak of Shabbat, part of the seventh parak of Shabbat, much of the later parakim of Shabbat, and all of Masechet Erevin, all of it, basically, parts of Masechet Beitza because of carrying on Yom Tov. So this is a very, 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 very complicated topic. Eruv, much of the major questions in Eruv are not Erevin questions. They are Shabbat questions. They are Rishuyot. Because most Erevin, with the possible exceptions of an Eruv which has... right, there are certain Erevin that might even solve a Rishut HaRab right to problem. Right, but that's not in really an Eruv. Right, Erevin classic, I mean, Erevin in quotes here. But in general, Masechet Erevin, when we deal with Erevin, is talking specifically about dealing with something that is not a Rishut HaRabim D'Oraita, that is not a public domain. And what you are solving is a rabbinic problem of carrying. And in such a case, you need to set up an Eruv. Not always an Eruv, sometimes an Eruv, and sometimes a Shituf Mevo'ot. And our Erevin, half the time, most of the time, are not even Erevin. They are Shituf Mifavot, right? That's not what they are. Yes. Very good. So under most circumstances, the answer is that Erevin is dealing with a, you are in an area that, to begin with, wasn't a biblical prohibition to carry in. The Isser was only rabbinic to begin with. And the rabbi said that you can carry if you do the following. But under most circumstances, you cannot solve a biblical prohibition of carrying with certain exceptions, which are not really Erevin. So that's what the question is. Erevin, that the part of the problem is that Erev means a lot of different things. There's an Erev Chatzerot, which allows you to carry within from a house into a Chatzer, a courtyard. There's a Shituf Mivo'o, which allows you to carry from Chatzerot, from courtyards into alleyways, right, which sometimes in modern parlance, that gets grouped into Erevin for some reason, but it's not. And then there's Erev Tchumen, which B'chol has nothing to do with this at all. Erev Tchumen is when it is usher for you to walk beyond the city limits, but you can extend or redefine your house for the purpose of those 2,000 amot through an Erev Chatzerot. Right. But the short answer to your question is that an Erev cannot, that an Erev cannot, under most circumstances, solve a D'Oraita problem. It just doesn't. Right? And therefore, much of the machlokot about Erevin are not really Erevin machlokot at all. An Erev machlokot would be, we all agree that you can build an Erev. And the question is, how do you build the walls of the Erev, right? With what, you know, in do you have to when you have to make sure that the your building that's your petach, do you use a plumb line to determine that the top part is above the that the cross part is above the horizontal part is over the vertical part, or do you use what it looks like visually? That would be a machlokan Erevin. Most machlokan Erevin are not machlokan about Erevin. They're machlokan about Rishuyot. Because if you determine that a place is a Rishut Harabim d'oraita, is biblically a place in which you can't carry, then an Erev will not help you.
That's if it's 600,000 people or more.
No! If it is a Rishut Harabim d'oraita. No! What you just said is exactly my point. No! It's that if you determine something is a Rishut Harabim d'oraita, then you cannot build almost all, Erevin. What you can build is not really an Erev, but fine, right? The question of whether 600,000 is a criteria at all is a major question. Because, sure, if you think that 600,000 is a relevant fact, then many places are not going to be Rishut HaRabim. But the Gemara doesn't say it. And many of the Rishonim don't believe it.
So I thought that the 600,000 thing was because there's 600,000 things in the desert.
Very good. That's not in the Gemara. Anywhere. Oh, very good. And now you understand why these things are Rishuyot questions.
I don't get why you're getting mad at us. These are good questions. It's not our fault that we are, what's the phrase? Like, sorry,
uneducated.
My mind is learned about this or something like that.
No,
there's like a term for it. Rabbi Ginsburg taught to us at one point. You're supposed to say to your rabbi, sorry, rabbi, for I am. Yes, I am uneducated on this. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Okay, so the Gemara says in Shabbat Davav, and this is a key sugya. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyot LeShabbat. There are four domains on Shabbat: Rishut Yachid, Rishut Rabim, Karmelit, Umakom Pitur. Right, a private domain, a public domain, a Karmelit, which is something in between. Is somewhere in between. What it is very complicated. Umakom pitur, and a place of exemption. Okay. That's what the Gemara then goes on to figure out. Now, again, Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabim, Chayav Mita. Rishut Rabim to Rishut Yachid, Chayav Mita. Four Amor in Rishut Rabim, Chayav Mita. Right. Karmelit, not. Not from Rishut Yachid to it, not Rishut Rabim to it, and not within it. None of that is d'oraita, but d'rabanan, serious problems. And that is a sugya in the Gemara. Okay. And a makom patur is a place that even... What's makom patur, guys? That you're allowed to carry. It doesn't create a problem. Lo mi rishut yachid la makom patur, lo mi makom patur l'rishut rabim. But when does it get problematic? Mi rishut yachid l'rishut rabim derech makom patur.
Right,
so that is an issue.
Because Karmelit could be like its own thing, but Makom Patur would be like you're okay. Portaling directly
good.
Into.
So now the Ezu he Rishut Yachid. So now the Gemara says, so what is a Rishut Yachid? Now again, the Rishut Yachid would be a place that you're allowed to carry within it, but not from it to Rishut Rabim or vice versa. That is the Nafkamina of Rishut Yachid. Okay, a private domain. The Gemara then gives a few examples. Charit shehu amok asara v'rochav arba. A pit, or a ditch, probably a better translation, which is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. V'chein geder shi gavoa asara v'rochav arba, or a place encircled by a fence, which the space is 10 by 4. I'm sorry, the fence is 10, and the fence is 10 by 4. Okay? Zuhi Rishut Yachid Gmura. This is a complete Rishut Yachid. Now, right away, Josh is going to ask me, Gmura? So what would a non-complete Rishut Yachid look like? Very good. That's a very good question. Then the Gemara says, the Ezer Yerushud Rabim. This is the million-dollar question, because Rishud Rabim, again, has a Chumrah that Rishud Yachid does not have, which is, you can't carry within it. Right? Rishud Yachid, you only need to figure out because you can't carry from it to Rishud Rabim and vice versa. But you can carry within it. And Rishud Rabim, and this is the biggest question for Eruvin, is, a place in which you cannot carry. And here is the entirety of the Gemara's description of it, and you tell me where there's, well, it's actually not, but here's what it says. Sratya, uplatya gedola, umivaot amifulashin zohi reshut arvim gmura. What is a sratya, what is a platya, and what is mivaot amifulashin earlier?
Well, Sparia translates it as sratya and large plaza.
So a sratya is a thoroughfare, a road. A platya is a plaza, and a mivod mifulashin zu, right, is a intercity road, right? So a sratya is a road within the city. Mivod mifulashin is a road outside the city. Those are the three that is, and then the Gemara says the qualities you need to know, and again it has that magic word gemura. Ein motzi in mirshut yachid zu, mirshut rabim zu. You can't carry from one Rishud Yachid to Rishud Rabim. Vein machnisin Rishud Rabim zu Rishud Yachid zu. Nor can you take from Rishud Rabim to Rishud Yachid. V'im hotzi v'echnisin. If you did, bishogeg, if you do it by accident, chayav chatat. You bring a fat cow. B'mezid, intentionally anush karet. Your soul is cut off. V'niskal, and you are stoned to death.
It's a mistake?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you bring a fat cow.
If it's an accident, if it's on purpose, you die. Yes?
You said you die there.
Yes. But not at all.
No, he didn't want to, like, lighten the situation.
Yes. And in, try and enter. Highway. A highway.
A main street in the city.
So in the Kakula versus Kish 443.
Yes. Exactly. Correct. Sderot HaChoshmonaim is where you would have to ask if it's a sratya. And 443, you would have to ask whether it's a mivod mifulash earlier. That's what this is, okay? No. Sratya is a road. Mivot mifulashin zumizu are intercity. Right? And a platya is a plaza. Square. Okay, then the Gemara tells you, Aval Yam Upika V'istavinid V'akarmalit. And then in basically inscrutable sentence, the Gemara then says, but a Yam, a body of water, Upika, which is a valley, Istavinut, right? V'akarmalit.
Oh, this sounds like...
Yes, the Carmelite... So the Carmelite, exactly, is self-referential. A Carmelite is a Carmelite. Wow. Eina lo kirshud rabim velo kirshud achid. It is neither rishud rabim rishud achid. Ve'inosim nadin b'tocha. And you can't carry any of him. Not sav and adam b'tocha patur. And if you do, you are exempt. Ve'in motzim b'tocha rishud rabim velo rishud rabim b'tocha. You don't carry from it to rishud rabim. Rishud rabim t'ed. Ve'in machnim rishud achid l'tocha velo b'tocha rishud achid. Nor from rishud achid. Ve'in motzim v'echnis patur. But if you do, it is patur. And now the Gemara says, until now, have we mentioned Eruv?
No.
No, we have not mentioned Eruv. Why? Because none of these places either need Eruv or can have an Eruv.
What about a backyard?
Chatzerot shel rabim, but a communal courtyard, umivot she'enan mefulashin, or an alleyway which is not open straight through, Eruvu, if you have an Eruv, Mutarin. Then it is permitted. Lo ervu asurim. And if you don't, it is forbidden. Adam omed ali skopa. No tell me bala bayev inotain lo. If you stand on like a... In skopa. English.
On the threshold.
There you go. Threshold. That's the English word. Thank you. No tell me bala bayev inotain lo. No tell me on even tenlo. Vachal yutom bala bayev ten lani. So you can take from one to the other, but you can't transmit. No, this is just a threshold. If you did your patur, because this is a makom pitur. And Achirim Omrim, and the Achirim say, no, Iskopa Meshemesh Tirishiyot, the threshold serves two domains. Manja Pedach Baduch Kilafim, Pedach Na'ul, Kilachutz. If the door is closed, it's like it's outside. If the door is open, it's like it's inside. I did it out of order, but that's fine. Iskopa Gevoa, Sarah, Rachel Arba, but if it's 10x4, Harezu Rishut Latzmo, it is its own Rishut. Okay? So again, you look at this and you need to figure out. Conceptually, right? The lumdus here is very interesting. In each case, you need to figure out what is gemura, what is not gemura. And then you need to figure out, I'm going to run through some conceptual questions that are interesting here, but are very important, which is, are these four definitions or not? Meaning, does Rishut Abim have an independent identity, or is it not a Rishut Yachid? Or does Rishut Yachid have an independent identity, or is it not a Rishut Rabim? Does a Carmelite have an identity at all, or is it just that which is not a Rishut Yachid and not Rishut Rabim? Right? Is there like a Is there a nafkamina? Yes. Right? Is there a nafkamina between saying there's a default, which you need to get out of, rather than there are strict rubrics that you need to fill actively? Yeah. Right? There might be. What do you mean how? Right? Again, I'm not yet getting into the details. Right?
I'm just not following.
What?
I'm sure there is.
Getting there. Okay? Now, there can be things that will remove something from a rishut. Now, there's two ways that something could fail to be a rishut. One is it fails to meet the criteria. The other is that there is an anti-criteria. So, for example, a rishut rabim has an anti-criteria. And that is, the Gemara in Daf Hei tells you, mikkora.
Mikkora.
If you have a roof over what otherwise would be a rishut rabim, it is not a Rishut Rabim. Okay, so now you could, if you wanted to, plug that in and say, aha, we have a middle case. So I'm sorry, you could plug it in, not a middle case. You have another criteria, or you could say, no, this is it. Meaning, what do you think a Rishut Rabim Mikura is? Not a Rishut Rabim, or a Rishut Rabim in which you can carry? Right? Those are not the same.
And then what would you be able to not? Then what would it be that you would be able to do if
you see it as...
So again,
as I
said Irvin is hard, and the point is that in each line you have to go through and figure it out.
So within a way of looking at where Rishut Rabim is an independent category,
but now,
category, you have a roof
now the Gemara says, why is it? Now the Gemara says, why is it? Why is it that Hamav Rechefetz Arbam Rishut Rabim Mikura Patur? So the Gemara says, Lefishein Doma Lidigle Midbar. Because it is not similar to the case of the flags, the encampment around the flags in the a roofed Rishut Rabim. But what does the Gemara then mean? There are two very different ways of reading that Gemara. What is it?
Either it is a Rishut Rabim, but with a factor that keeps
and there the yes, but and therefore, what does that tell you about Digle Midbar? Is it that a Rishut Rabim is that which is similar to the Digle Midbar, or a Rishut Rabim is a Rishut Rabim. And there are certain exceptions that even though they are Rishut Rabim, if they are not Domed Diglei Midbar, it's an exception. What's the nafkamina between those two?
What do you do in a case that's like Diglei Midbar?
Yeah, I mean, what if you have other... I mean, how much are we trying to parallel it on Diglei Midbar? Because one of the major ones is going to be, yes, 600,000. Right? If you think that Rishut Rabim is defined as being Domed Diglei Midbar, then in theory you come up with rules... And whatever is like the Diglei Midbar is, right, if it's not Diglei Midbar, it's not Rishut Rabim. But that's not necessarily the case. Right? You need to figure it out.
But also my question is 600,000 people at once or 600,000
people in the center? There, the Gemara never says six. No, it doesn't. No, it didn't. I gave you this conceptual.
It says Diglei Midbar. That was something else. It could be Diglei Midbar, but it also could not be.
No, it's not the Gemara. I was asking how they define that. We're not
okay.
Talking about this.
So now, throughout the Gemara will try to figure out the standards for this. The one the two standards we know for sure about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. One is that it cannot be roofed, which again we said conceptually could be because it's, that makes it not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or it is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in which you can carry. Right, midoraita. Okay, fine. The other is the Gemara in Shabbat Saditet, which says, Dekaimalon, Derech Rishut Arabim Sheish Esrei Ama. Rishut Arabim is 16 Amot. How do we know? Anan de Gamrin Lemi Mishkan, from the Mishkan. The Mishkan Chamesh Esrei Avoy, it was 15, and Amta Yetera Avoy Dehave Koi Ben Levi, and another Amma with Levim would stand. And that's where they were moving the beams, because that is the model in the Mishkan for the for Malacha. Okay, good.
This thing was measured based on the
we're good? Okay.
Wouldn't that be the opposite of the Bigle midbar thing? Because if we follow Bigle midbar, then it would be a much bigger size.
No, the Gemara assumes that that was the
size. So I'm assuming that.
No, that is from the Bigle midbar.
No, but Bigle midbar would be, it should be the size of the entire camp.
No, why should it be the size of the Moen camp? It's not the camp, it's the roads within the camp.
They didn't live in the Mishkan, they lived outside the Mishkan.
They lived in the in the camp. Who said the Mishkan? Where did I ever say the Mishkan?
Said the Mishkan a minute ago.
I'm saying this size that we're wearing.
No, I did not. What? I said the Malacha, from which we derive carrying, was that the Levim carried the Krushim that were used in the Mishkan.
Did we just say the 16 Amos thing comes from the size of the Mishkan?
It comes from the Levim carrying the Krushim, which is the size Mishkan plus space in which they were standing. Because remember, all Malacha is derived from the Mishkan.
Okay, fine, but it's from the size of the Krushim. Okay.
Okay. Now, despite the fact that the Gemara says 16 Amot, the Rosh says 16 doesn't mean 16.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it does mean 16, except a road which opens into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the road that opens up the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is itself not 16 Amma, but it is 13 and a third Amma. He thinks that is also Rosh Hashanah Rabbim min HaTorah. Right? And the only type of Erev that can solve such a thing, which we call an Erev, is Daltot Ni'ulot Balayla.
Of course.
Is where you close the doors at night, meaning, right? That is the one where's case where we
13 and a
third.
This is for the 16 Amma?
Yes. Now, this is what Shulchan Aruch quotes, okay? It's complicated, but let's leave it for a second. But the only two criteria that we know from the Gemara for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are that it is 16 amot wide and it doesn't have a roof. That is it. Okay? Who takes that as basically the entirety of their definition? No.
Oh, okay.
No. Rambam. Oh, okay. The Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yudalet Halach Aleph, mostly. The other things he's going to say are very confusing conceptually, but will create more nightmares for you, chumra-wise, not kula-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Arba Rishiyot L'Shabbat. There are four Rishud on Shabbat. One, Rishud Yachid. Two, Rishud Rabim. Three, Vikarmalit. Four, Makom Ptur. Ezohi Rishud Rabim. What is a Rishud Rabim? I will now read you the entirety of the Rambam. Midbarot. Deserts. Which is a very interesting question, why the Rambam thinks that the unpopulated deserts Rishud Rabim. The Rambam has this unique category of Midbarot. Ayarot. Cities. Cities. Okay, so we'll get to that. Something that's owned by one person is a different sugya. That is, might possibly be another exception. Ayarot, cities. Shvakim, markets. Udrachin umufulashin lahen. And the roads that open into them. With two rules. There are only then two rules you need. And they are Ubilvad Shia Rochev Haderech Tet Zayin Ama Inimitsi 16 Amot Viloyia Lav Tikra. And it doesn't have a roof. That's it.
So 16 Amot means how wide
road is. If it is 16 Amot wide, which is somewhere between, let's say, 24 and 32 feet, which means your standard road, right? Perig Yair is definitely that, is definitely 32 feet wide.
So 16 or less, right? It can be less than that.
No, more. I mean, it can be less to not be your Yir Shurabim. It has to be less than that.
16 or more,
right? If it is your Yir Shurabim, you can now not fix that with an Eruv. An Eruv will do nothing, okay? Unless you can create walls, right? Being a Stam Eruv in what the Gemara calls an Eruv. Okay, don't tell me, but I have an Eruv that solves it. No. The Gemara's Eruvin, which are classically talking about Chatzerot and Mivo'ot, which are not this, and therefore are fixed with what? What is an Eruv? What is the Mesechet Eruvin about? Places that you can fix with? Alechi? No! Alechi? A symbolic side post? A Korah, which is a symbolic lintel, top post? Right? And by an Eruv is Lechayayim, which is two Lechis, one on each side. That is what we are talking about. The Rishut HaRabim cannot ever, under any circumstances, ever be fixed by the things that the Gemara discusses as Eruvin. Cannot. What?
Everybody agrees to this point, right?
Yes, there is nobody who disagrees with what I just said. The problem is that the word Eruv has colloquially come to mean a lot of other things. But Mesechet Eruvin, when it's talking about a classic Eruv, right, an Eruv Chatzerot or a Shituv Mivo'ot, it is talking about something which, from a halachic perspective, is either a Rishut HaYachid or a Karmelit. And therefore, biblically, there is no prohibition to carry in it. And therefore, the prohibition to carry is rabbinic, and the way to fix it is rabbinic. And the reason, the most important question you have to answer before you build an Eruv is something a Rishut HaRabim or not, is because if there is a Rishut HaRabim, then Eruvin don't help you.
No, we don't. We can't.
No, we can't. You cannot build an Eruv in every place.
Then maybe they don't work.
Okay. Okay. Now, several Rishonim, however, and some several Gaonim, introduce another factor. Okay? And that is that because the Gemara derives certain models for the Rishon HaRabim from Diglei Midbar, from the camp of the Jews in the Midbar, certain Rishonim then introduce a rule that appears nowhere in Shas, which is that if there are not 600,000 people, and this is found in Rashi, this is found in Tosfot, this is found in the Gaonim, if you don't have 600,000, I'll read for example Tosfot, because the Gemara says, Kan bizman shesol shruin bamidbar, or the Gemara, in the middle of a discussion, Dafav and Beis is talking about the time when they're in the Midbar, mashma ktsat, Tosfot writes, it sort of sounds like, de'ena rishut ha'rabim, elem ken mitsuyam sham shishim ribo kemo bamidbar. Sounds like it isn't rishut ha'rabim, unless there are 600,000 people. Rashi, in the parallel Sugin Eruvin Dafav, says, Rishud HaRabim Shalom Mechuvan Mishar Lashar Mechula V'yesh Badrisat Shishim Rebo V'rachav Shish Yisrei Amah, right? Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says the following. Yerushalayim Ilmalei Daltotea Ulot Ba'alayla. If it weren't for the fact that its gates were locked at night, it would be Rishud HaRabim. So you can learn two things from this. What can you learn from this? So one is that even something that would otherwise be the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as I said, there is one thing that can prevent even that which is an actual potential Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from being a not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that is a door which closes, which you literally close. Because the Gemara is...
It changes its status. It's not that it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's being fixed. That's
exactly.
Impossible.
Correct. That's exactly right. Meaning, so the Gemara says, one, that Yerushalayim, it fits every other shear of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, except that you close the gates at night, and therefore it is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So on the one hand, we learn that there is certain types of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that can be fixed, meaning that which otherwise would be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the standard is Daltot Nin Olot Balayla, is that you close the door
at night, every night or whatever.
Very good. Then you got to figure out what's a door every night. Da 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 da. Right. And this is where you start to see the Erevin get very creative. Right. And this is like you're like, oh no, oh no. So for example, as Ray Jachter told me, Manhattan. You look at it; it fits every rule in the book of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ah, so how do they solve the problem? We'll see whether it actually fits every rule. But according to many posts, it fits every rule. So what do? They make a door for a few minutes once a year at midnight on Christmas Day when no one is around. They run across with a tennis net that is installed in a little jar on the corner of like 72nd Street, I think 72nd, where Broadway and Amsterdam cross. I think it's at 72nd. And they run across the street, close the street for a few minutes with a door, and then run back. This is what he told me they do. Okay? So one thing you learn is that closing the door can solve even potential Rosh Hashanah Rabbim problems. But the other is that Rashi here learns that why would it otherwise have been Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because it would fit the two criteria that he has, and that is 16 amot wide and 600,000 people. Right? What is the major problem with Rashi, with Rashi's position based on this Gemara, which leads everyone to be very uncomfortable? Is that the Gemara says that what? Yerushalayim, in the time of the Gemara. No, it does not say that. Yerushalayim in the time of the Gemara, were it not to have closed doors, it would have been Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it hit every other standard. Which means that you should expect that the area that it's talking about Yerushalayim had roads which are 16 amot wide. You should expect that those areas in Yerushalayim should not have had roofs. You with me so far?
Yeah.
The other thing you need to figure out is, according to Rashi, Yerushalayim, within the walls, because remember, it has to be within the space that they closed the door to, in the time of the Gemara, would have had to have 600,000 people for this Gemara to be coherent. Did Yerushalayim, within the old city's walls, have 600,000 people in the time of the Gemara? No, not in a trillion years. It is not possible. And therefore, one of the very basic questions on Rashi is, what are you talking about? What 600,000 people are fitting in Yerushalayim? It is simply just not possible, right? To remind you, the old city of Yerushalayim, I'm going to get you the exact measurements.
When they bowed,
one second. It is. How big is it? One second. Let's not even get into that. The size of the old city of Jerusalem. I'm going to read it to you. Currently, the old city, which is bigger than it was then, is. You want to take a guess? A little more than that.
A square kilometer?
A little bit more. Less than that. 0.9 square kilometers or 0.35 square miles.
How?
Okay?
How many people would have to squeeze into that?
But that just squeezes in, like, it's not...
How many people can stand in a... So, if you have, according to Googling, if you allow for half a square yard per person, right? Wait, not square mile, a kilometer, 0.9 square, in a square kilometer, right?
Square mile will be
decently bigger. The most densely populated city is Dhaka, Bangladesh, which has 30,000 people per square kilometer. So, you'd have to fit.
So, you could, right, meaning, well, it depends what you give them. If you give them, right, well, it depends how many feet you give them. But the point is that that's not even the question. The Mara's question was, how many people actually live there?
Right, because I saw someone like 10 million if you give each person one square foot.
Correct, and they sit there, fine. How many people... lived in Jerusalem during the Roman period.
Okay. We don't know. We haven't gotten big yet.
So the current estimates are between 60,000 and 80,000 people live there.
Okay. Including outside of the city, I assume. Because they probably expanded at that point.